Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this episode is the one where Kate and Mandy have an announcement.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We have an announcement and we have a barking dog.
Which is perfect.
Recording late because I've been at work and now everybody's walking past the house with their dogs.
Yeah. So we don't want to worry anybody, but we just want to let you know that we are going to be finishing up Two Peas in a Podcast.
So we started 5 years ago.
We
on
did.
Mother's Day. So yes. We thought what a perfect day.
Yes.
2024. To finish, we've bookended and we never do anything organised. We never do anything perfect. And I think I'm proud of us.
I know, me too. It's really a lovely ending. So yes. We just wanted to pop in your ears and just let you know this. So you've got a little bit of warning.
Yes.
And we're going to finish on the 12th of May, 2024. Okay. Yep. So you've got about 4 weeks.
4 weeks of us. And if you send speak pipes, we'll probably do snap peas.
Yes.
There will be Thursday episodes, then there'll be other ones if you don't, that's fine as well.
Yeah, that's fine. But I want to get to 100 snap peas, so let's see if we can. I think we're up to 94.
No pressure, but please send us some speak pipes.
But if you send the speak pipes, we will do that. We've definitely got guests still booked in, so we're going to honour all of those.
Yes.
We just want you to know this is something we've wrestled with for a little bit. But
about a year we've been I think our kids are older.
Yeah.
And also we've done such a great thing. I know I'm talking about ourselves, but we have. It's been so wonderful. And the peas have been so wonderful. And I think, isn't it great to finish when you're still happy?
Yes. It's like Seinfeld.
We finished the end really well. Just not to put ourselves up with two of the greatest shows of all time.
Friends and Seinfeld, Two Peas in a Podcast.
It'll go down in history as people who ended
I think so. So there's also nothing to worry about, Kate and I are friends.
We're still friends.
So nothing to worry about. The kids are fine.
Yes. So everything's fine.
Everything's fine. This is just the right time.
Yeah. It's just the right time. Yeah. And
so we just don't want anybody to be worrying about anything. It's all good. And we want to end this beautifully with you.
Amazing. We'll come and do something similar. There's Dylan Alcott, Listen Able.
Oh, that's
There'll
right.
be amazing younger voices. There's Knowable Me with Kelly.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, Mandy and I, we're not breaking up. So no. We might pop in for a Christmas episode. Yeah. We may do something in the future together.
Yeah.
But I just feel like 5 years, pretty good going.
I think so. And we just got an email from someone at Acast saying, well done, in 5 years. I'm like, yeah, actually, we did a great job. And we thought it would be 3 episodes.
I mean, we had our 4th episode as feedback, so.
Did we?
Yeah, you did that. Episode. You were like, I think we should read all these emails out that we've had from people 4 episodes in. I mean, so, it may not have been 4, but it was very close to 4.
We're going
to
end it as chaotically as we started.
Yep. Yeah,
but we want you on board.
Yeah. And
so, yeah.
We are really aware that, well, I would be, if my podcast that I love end, I'm sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll keep the Instagram going for a little bit. We'll keep the hangout going for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can still message us. The email is still there.
Yes.
Mandy and I are still here. And in the show notes, I'll put Mandy's Instagram, my Instagram.
Yeah.
You can, if you care what you can we're
find
doing,
us.
You can find us. I am starting a new podcast. I'm starting 2 new podcasts.
Yeah, awesome.
One of them I've recorded 2 or 3 episodes but have not edited or listened to them. So, you know, it's the same chaos. So I'm going to do one which hopefully will come out before we finish but sometime soon, and that's called Honestly, I'm Lonely.
Yeah.
And that's just talking about being lonely for different reasons, not just because you're a parent or whatever.
Yeah.
So lots of different people from lots of different walks of life. We're going to talk about loneliness, and I think it will be 2 episodes a week. And the 2nd episode, I will talk to my partner who's a psychologist and we'll unpack a little bit about loneliness, not about the person that we've interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be like a maths recap.
Yep.
And then hopefully Kelly and I from Knowable Me are going to do a silly podcast.
Fun.
Just about things we don't do anymore. So
great.
But we haven't even started. So, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
No.
But yeah.
No.
Yeah, we don't
know. And I have an idea for a podcast too.
And it's pretty good.
It's.
Oh, we're allowed to have a break.
Yeah, I'm going to have a break.
Yeah. So,
I it may or may not happen. I don't know.
I know, and
but I would really like to do this idea.
Yes, and I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think we love podcasting and we love podcasts. So,
And that hasn't changed.
I think we're okay at it.
Yeah.
So we should keep doing it. I mean, I know in my heart nothing will be like this.
No.
We've had this community.
Very special.
So special. Nothing will ever be like this.
No.
And so we are beyond grateful to you all because
definitely.
I mean, we probably would have kept doing it if you didn't listen, but
it really be much better with you listening.
Much better with
and
you,
you're
all
our friends
of you.
Now.
Yeah,
that's
friends.
The most amazing thing. We've got friends from all over the world.
Yeah. And
it's changed us for the better.
100%.
We would never have made it through that pandemic without you.
Never. Never, never. The snap peas started.
We'll do a last episode where we thank everybody. And, you know, I would like to go through every single guest, but someone said, oh, Miss 13 said, that sounds boring.
And I said to her, I don't know if you're any of the OG listeners that have actually listened to every episode. Our first Christmas, we did a mini live show when I lived at my old house in the actual pod bar that we recorded in.
Yes.
And we jammed just friends and family, very forgiving
magic.
Crowd.
Yeah.
And Mandy did the 12 Days of Christmas. And I said, it's going to be like that, Mandy, with all the guests.
Yeah, which I didn't realise that Annabelle Crabb does on hers too every Christmas. But anyway, I thought I was original.
But I thought, I thought you were too. Anyway, who knows?
Anyway, we will definitely do a big
roundup. Oh, yeah, because we've got a lot to say.
We really do.
And we're not going to have anywhere to say it. So
no, what? My God.
You're going to hear it.
But we just wanted,
but we wanted you to know. And
yeah.
I didn't want to say it too early because it sounds all dramatic.
Yes.
And so I think a month, you know, it's not
Gives
like anything bad's happening. It's
no.
I think it's a beautiful thing to decide to start something and then decide to finish it. And so often in life things go badly or friendships break up or you lose interest, and we didn't have any of those things happen. So I'm really, really grateful that we can end. Yeah. I'm not going to say the same enthusiasm as when we started, but
no,
but the same joy of doing a podcast and being friends and all
of
that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we never got to sell out Hamer Hall, but, you know.
No. That was a great shame.
Yes.
But, you know, we never won an award. That was great.
No, so good. We got to the end without winning an award.
So, yeah, that's all we've kind of got to say. We know you're going to have big feelings.
Yes.
And this might be a shock for some of you. And we're very, very conscious that listeners are a vulnerable group of people. And so we want to do this as kindly, as gently as we can, being aware of all of our feelings. Okay. Yeah. You might not have any. Maybe I'm making it up.
Yeah,
and
that's
maybe
right.
No one will care. But a few people, sister, Annalise, is like, this is sad. This is sad. Yeah. And I'm like, I know, but she's like,
it is sad.
And I'm like, I know.
Ending and change is sad. Yeah. And, you know, we've had so many over the 5 years, many monumental changes in our lives.
Yeah.
But also what we've done is incredible, not as in you and I, as in this whole podcast.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so proud of it. Well, it's always going to be there.
It will actually. You'll be always be able to listen to us as long
always.
As they allow us to stay on the internet, right? So if you want to go back,
if you've downloaded it, you've got it.
You've got it. So and we are not going anywhere. You want to come and follow us on our social medias? You can always find us, right?
Yep. And
you want to bump into me at the IGA where I live? You know.
That's right. Some of you know where I work because you come in and say hi. Yep. We're all around.
Yep.
We're in the outer eastern burbs of Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's where we started. Yep. It's where we're ending.
That's right.
But
so that's that.
I just want you to know that's our snap pea today. There's no little speak pipes. It's just Mandy and me.
Yeah.
But if you want to send us a message, send us a message. Feel free to email us or, you know, we won't respond straight away, but we will reply.
Maybe
we always reply.
Like if you're going to do a speak pipe, maybe just say, what has it meant to you?
Yeah.
Now, and you've done that over the years.
Yes, you have.
Now you know that it's ending. What has the podcast meant to you?
How has it changed you?
Because
it's changed me.
Definitely.
So, which we'll talk about in our final episode. But, you know, Gary, all the things. And we will talk about all that later. But it's been life-changing. And, we're so incredibly proud of it, proud of you, proud of our friendship. And, we wanted you to know first.
That's right. And I just wanted to honour us both but say thank you, Kate, for saying yes.
Yes, you know? I know. We did this.
We did it.
With no idea. And,
the most unlikely of podcasters.
The most.
I mean, we could talk, but, like, planning, producing,
we're useless at all of it.
Recording. And what we did know is what we like the look of things. Okay, yeah, we'll like that logo. Or we like that's about it. Like, I'll be like, yep, love it. How do we press record? Oh, we
don't know. Yes, I know. And I just think it's a testament to the fact, and I will say this till the day I die, that women love women's stories.
Yeah.
And we didn't have
to
get approval from anybody, man. We just did it. And you all listened and we all became part of the most incredible community. So, we're lucky and we're lucky to go out on our own terms. We're lucky.
Thank you.
So, yes.
All right,
you know, after five children, I'll be peeing for a long time, but.
Well, that is true.
But we'll see you on Thursday, Peas.
Yep, we'll be back on
Thursday. Regular episodes will continue.
And we're going to do International Pea Week for the last time.
We're doing International Pea Week.
So that week of the 6th to the 12th, maybe not the 11th, but that whole week we'll have an episode every week like we normally do.
Yeah, that's right. So if you send us speak pipes, we will also play them leading up to that.
But we've got enough episodes to get us through there.
Yes.
So that'll really – just the sound engineer can go out with a bang too.
He really can.
Analyze with the show notes. I said, you might have a busy week. She's like, yeah. Anyway, we'll let you go.
Anyway, yes.
We'll see you online.
We will.
And thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Peas.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.